Salisbury soup again? My Joe isn't sloppy enough.
You talk about weak coffee.
I'll take that.
What are they doing with our 45 cents?
Straight up noontime. It's lunchtime with the invasion. So grab your chicken pot pie or your PB&J. Grab your juice box and have a great time with us. At 12:30, we'll have the 11:30 news at 12:30 because of the birdhouse. We'll have some college football talk at 12:10. But right now, we had a story on Monday, President's Day, before the Stars played the Bruins. And it was about a report that found that only about 28% of rideshare trips result in tips, as Lyft and Uber drivers are facing declining earnings amid rising inflation. So we talked about that a bit. And as we were talking about Uber and on the app and all that, I found out that not only can you rate your Uber ride five mm-hmm. stars, four stars, or whatever you want to do, they rate you also. And so as I was looking to see what my rating was, it's like a 4.93.
No, so someone didn't like you.
And I'm mad.
That you don't have a perfect five?
Right. Because I am a generous Uber tipper.
Is it based on tipping or no. is it based on?
I don't
it's
know.
It's based on how, much like you can rate a driver, for yeah. whatever reasons you are rating the driver, they can rate you. Maybe they don't like how you are, you slammed the door too hard, they had to wait on you too long, what happened?
You're hammered.
Sure.
Obnoxious.
See, whatever the case
may
be.
That's not me. I don't get in just totally hammered.
But you're is that what your ranking is? Rating 4.93?
4.93, yeah.
Oh. That's interesting.
What's yours?
4.94.
Because I know you've got into an Uber just totally hammered and obnoxious.
I am
I'm not obnoxious.
Mine is a 4.98.
Really?
Which means one person out there, because I take Uber all the time. I've had hundreds of Uber trips. Which leads me to believe I've had a full five-star rating, but one guy must have rated me a four.
Now, you can go and look at your past rides. And I see that there was one time I did forget to tip someone.
I don't think that
okay.
has, obviously, it doesn't
happen. You just saw it because
it.
You were showing me how to see my rating on here, and I didn't know that you could do that, but I've not gone to Uber since we were in Vegas, okay? And this is how I tip on Uber. And I do it when I take my next Uber trip because that's the
it
first thing
up,
you see.
Right. Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
I tip them then, and I mean, like, I feel bad. Probably because half the time I'm doing it, I'm drunk and I forget that I'm tipping, but it always pops up the next time and I always tip them right then.
And I do also, and I guess I just forgot this one time and I wonder if that's the one that didn't give me
it isn't
the perfect ride that I should have gotten.
Maybe you're
like, I'm very upset about this.
Maybe you're just an a-hole.
I'm not.
You probably close a door too hard.
I noticed that if anyone does that in my car, and I make it a point not to do that on someone else's ride.
But
I'm like, very conscientious about my Uber ride because I feel.
Do you try to strike up conversations and things like that?
Not unless they start first. Like I think sometimes
that's probably it too. You're mean.
I'm not mean.
You don't
like
to talk.
If they want a quad ride, we can go quad. It's fine.
But you are employing them. So maybe it's up to you to initiate the conversation.
Do you demand them to change the radio station and
Never.
Things like that?
If we're riding
to your
in silence.
Rap music?
Yeah.
If we're riding in silence, if they don't have any music
really?
On, I will ride in silence. I don't care how long it is, whatever they're listening to. I've never asked anyone to change ever.
You'll ask them to change the station?
Depending on what it is, I'm like, hey, do you mind turning this down or can we listen to something else? I'm paying
them.
I got
them. A drinking problem.
So, I've never, ever asked anyone to
Me
change
either.
Anything.
I've done it multiple times. Why would I want to listen to something that I don't want to listen to when I'm paying this fee and I got to be in the car for 20 minutes?
It's their job and it's their car.
Yeah, it's their car.
I'm employing you. You're working for me right now.
How do you have such a high rating?
Nothing wrong with that.
Because
I don't get it, dude.
Here's the kicker.
I treat my employees very well.
Terribly.
Hang on. Let's listen to the kicker. How much you tipping, Matt?
Okay.
Tell us.
I tip a dollar.
Oh, no.
A dollar?
Where do you usually sit?
That's not true. I don't usually sit in the front. Sometimes I will ask Hey, do you mind if I sit up next to you?
So on a $30 Uber trip, you'll tip a dollar?
And ask him what his rating is.
A 4.98.
Dude!
How is that even possible?
You guys are, again, you make between 50 to 70% of the ride. So when you're paying somebody, they're taking the bulk of that with them. So so to me, are you going above and beyond? And the people who are very kind or drive really well, I will tip them. But if I feel like you don't drive well and I'm drunk and could have drove better than you, why would I tip you for that?
That's amazing. A dollar.
Number
That's
one
almost
really
like don't even tip.
Right, just give them nothing.
So they don't want the little extra.
Because
not
the options
that little, dude.
The options are like 10%, 15%,
so
whatever.
So you literally have to custom amount a buck.
Let's
and
remember,
then put it in there.
When Uber first existed, you couldn't tip, and that was the whole appeal to
I know.
And then Lyft came along and made it to where you could tip, so Uber felt like, oh, we have to start offering that.
I wonder how much, okay, I don't know the percentages that drivers get off
it's
the fare.
An average of roughly 40% of fares for Lyft and Uber.
Okay.
Where do you see that? Because what I saw from...
It's in the story that I did on Monday.
So earlier, I saw they take anywhere from 50 to 70%.
That's later on.
40% sounds right to me. The company's going to get the lion's share.
Of course.
Yeah.
But I was going over my past rides and looking, and I did see there was one trip, because I don't use it often, and I think I have a total of like 24 trips.
Yeah.
And maybe I just forgot to put the tip on the one. I don't even remember, you know, the circumstances. But other than that, I'm going above and beyond the Call of Duty.
What's your tips look like?
That was one $10 ride that I had that I tipped 10 bucks.
Wow.
So maybe you need to scale back a bit.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with my
rating.
Which
is weird because I tip, like I'm a person that tips, like when I go out to eat, I tip big because I waited tables for a long time. I drove Uber and Lyft before, so I understand that. I don't know. Certain things I don't tip. Like everything is tipped now.
Of course it is. Yeah.
Which is out
and
of control.
And I feel bad. I think we've talked about this before. Going to the local sandwich shop up the road here. And there was never a tip thing on
right.
there or anything. And now that's
turn
just what
the
it
iPad.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And it's like, okay, yeah, I'll give you 10%.
I will easily accommodate every single time if I can remember.
But you're also in that car. Obviously, you're in there doing something wrong.
What? Sitting there enjoying the ride?
Probably.
That's all I do?
Demanding to listen to Kirk Franklin or something like that?
Put some Jesus music on now! Give me my theme music! I need some Jesus! No, I'm not demanding anything. This has me upset.
There has to be something that you did.
I'm going to take like 20 Uber rides here in the next 2 weeks to see if I can grow my rating.
You're
going
to run up a tab of like $10,000 just to see that five.
But I'm never getting up to five because someone gave me less.
Yeah.
My goal the next time we talk about this is to have a 4.98.
It's not going to happen.
Yes, it is. I'm going to be so courteous in those Uber rides. You know what? I may even offer to drive.
Maybe he takes so many Ubers. There's some sort of frequency usage where it will build up your rating. Because he would...
That's the only excuse.
He would be an F-
because this,
in my book.
Yeah, no, this, I wouldn't. The way this jackass is...
You're demanding to change the radio and you tip
you
a dollar.
You want to sit in the front seat?
I don't demand it. I say, do you mind?
That's weird.
I don't think that's weird at
all.
If
you're by yourself?
Yeah.
So weird, dude.
That's terrible.
That's insane.
Have you done that
What's
in
your
a
rating,
taxi
Travis?
Before?
I'm like a 4. No. I'm like a 4.8 on Uber, but I don't have a ton of rides on that. I'm a 5.0 on Lyft, and that's where most of my rides are.
I think like a lot of the times when I get an Uber, I ask about their life. Where are you from? You from around here? What do you like to do? Especially if we're traveling, like in Vegas.
Dude, yeah. They don't want that.
Talk to them a lot. I disagree. I think a lot of them do.
I try to chat them up. Definitely. Especially if it's a 15-minute ride,
yeah,
I'm like, yeah,
also,
I'll chat him up.
But, to me, when I drove for Uber and Lyft, the worst thing for me was if somebody got in my car and did not want to. So I'm driving you for 30 minutes and we're just sitting in silence. That was bizarre to me.
You're driving.
That's
you're
what
doing the
wrong
job
with that.
That they hired you for.
You can't chat? You can't like be courteous and say, hey, how you doing?
That's what I did when I missed the charter. I didn't speak five words to that man on that 45-minute Uber drive or Lyft drive to
Legend.
SoFi.
And he gave you a five rating.
You're dang right. And I gave him like, I think I gave him like $8 or $9.
I think if I were y'all, I would listen to the guy with the highest Uber rating here, which is me.
Maybe we should demand a transfer station and...
I'm just going to go to the front seat the next Uber.
It's not demand.
And then go down to like a 375.
Right.
No, you just say, hey, you're up here by yourself, man. You mind if I jump in next to you? And they're like, oh, yeah, okay, come on.
That doesn't make sense.
So what if they say no?
Then you get in the back.
And have they done that? Have they told you no?
Yeah, I had one guy who was like, I'd prefer if you sit in the back. And I was like, okay, cool.
Gave him a 2-star rating.
Open to Trump.
So every time you get in there, you'll ask that?
No, not every time. It just depends.
Why would you want to be in the front?
I don't know. When I've been drinking, I feel jovial and I'm like, hey, man, how's it going?
He wants to chat and his rating is higher than
all of ours.
Yeah.
I am very,
and if
very
you have
disappointed.
Water, if you have a phone charger, if you have things that go above and beyond, like I feel like we've just gotten to, oh, you did something. I'm just going to give you money.
The phone charger is crucial.
Like, it ought to be, if you're going above and beyond, then yes, you should be rewarded for high-quality customer service. But we're getting away from that where we'll just like, oh, what'd you do? You turned around and gave me this drink? Oh, here's $5 tip. You didn't even ask me how it was going. Customer service is a lost art. So I reward high-quality customer service.
And Donovan, with $1. That's the thing. $1.
So egregious.
Yeah, that's bad. You have to admit that. That's bad.
Donovan, you got to slow down the Roxy Roker talk, though, when you get in there, too. It's a little much.
Roxy Roker. Out of all the people I could talk about, it's like, oh, Roxy. And I have this reputation around. You pick him up, it's all Roxy Roker.
Oh, my God. She died in 1995.
Well,
that's why I want to talk about
her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just mad. I want her to be
like, who the hell is that?
All right, it's lunchtime with the invasion. I'm going to get that Uber ride. I'm taking an Uber to Ticket Stock. So I can get this rating up. I have to have this, man. I can't have your rating higher than mine.
Well, it's going to continue to be.
It's 12-12. It's the world's most dangerous midday show. Lunchtime with the invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. Before we get to the news, let's talk some college football. We have the 5+7, but today is a big day potentially for college football. Let's talk about it next. Here, Tick.